You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And joining me today is former Oklahoma Sooners offensive lineman David Walker. You can follow David on Twitter at D_walk74. David, how you doing this morning, sir?
Doing great, man. While March Madness is still in full swing, the basketball season is behind us for Oklahoma Sooner fans. And spring is in the air, and football is back.
Football is back. Those are the three greatest words in the North American English language. Now, it could be football is back if you're in Europe or something like that too. But now we're talking about American football, nose to nose, going to hit somebody. And speaking of hitting somebody, we got a couple defensive starters that are coming back after opting out due to COVID last year, Caleb Kelly and Jalen Redmond. Now, what does that do for you? What does that do for your defense moving forward?
I guess making a distinction that Jalen Redmond opting out for COVID, but Caleb Kelly, another knee injury, you know, so I think that's
right. Right. Thank you.
My optimism for Caleb Kelly is reserved just because we're on year six. There's been a lot of tread on the tires and a lot of surgeries, a lot of mental fatigue of his career, but I am excited about the prospect of, you know, what he can bring to this already improved linebacker core. Can he be that veteran presence? Can he be that guy that gives you, you know, I don't know, 30 snaps a game? Can he be a guy that contributes? And I don't necessarily look to him to be, you know, a Kenneth Murray or a Rocky Kalmus or anybody like that. I just think he needs to be just a cog in the wheel. And if he can do that and he's another guy they can trust, well, then that's a win for him. If he can finish his career in the rotation, in the mix, that's huge. Because you always want to have guys that are veterans out there. And so I think for the linebacker core, Caleb Kelly definitely brings some good stuff to the meeting room, just some good vibes. And Jalen Redmond is a whole nother story. A guy that if they had Jalen Redmond last year, I think that could have potentially swung the difference of not having Ronnie Perkins in those first couple of games, because Jalen Redmond is that good. So that's the one I look at this defensive line and I'm like, wow, as good as they were last year, you know, losing Perkins is one thing, but getting Redmond back, man, they can just keep humming along.
Yeah, because you add him to an interior that already includes Perrion Winfrey, and Isaiah Thomas was getting some snaps on the inside. But if your starting defensive line is Perrion Winfrey, Jalen Redmond, Nick Bonito, and Isaiah Thomas, you're looking pretty salty. And then I think you're right. Caleb Kelly in a limited role, if they can use him on early downs when it's more obvious that teams might run, or especially against, you know, heavy running teams, short yardage situations, goal line situation, I think that could be where he's most effective. I think you're right. At this point in his career, with the injuries piling up, it's better to just limit his exposure a little bit and allow him to just do what he does best, play physical football, get out there and stop the run. Cause I think that's where he's really, really good. Cause he is a playmaker when he's been on the field.
Yeah. I mean, I was at the Big 12 championship game against TCU back in 17. I mean, this is how long this guy's been around, and he had a scoop and score defensive touchdown, you know, AT&T stadium goes crazy. So this guy has made plays in big games. It's just been, you know, since yesteryear that it's happened, but he's still here. So that's an interesting story.
Yeah. And then adding a guy like Jalen Redmond back can only help your linebacker core as well. A guy that can clog up the middle a little bit back. You know, we know from Tony Casillas's perspective that the defensive linemen, they help to make the linebackers. So, you know, we know that good defensive line play, which Oklahoma got really good defensive line last year, it's going to get it again this year. And it really has the potential to make this defense even better moving forward. Yes, the Ronnie Perkins loss is huge, but anytime that you can solidify and even improve the interior of your defense, it's going to even help your edge guys a little bit better too, because those quarterbacks aren't going to have anywhere to step up into the pocket when the pocket is collapsing because of Perrion Winfrey and Jalen Redmond. Nick Bonito and Isaiah Thomas are going to have a field day in 2021.
Yeah, speaking of Nick Bonito, he had a quote, I guess, yesterday saying this is the year to get that last one, meaning that last game, get that last win. So I like the vibe on campus right now. I like the mentality. I feel like this team has just been a defensive stop or two away from being a national championship caliber team. And I mean, then you go all the way back to the Rose Bowl. If they get a stop on that last drive, they're playing Alabama in the national championship game. Maybe they're the ones that send Jalen Hurts to the bench, and maybe they're the ones that are up at halftime and trying to finish it off. So this program has been right there. And I think this defense realizes, hey, look, man, and Nick Bonino being a big part of that, we're finally carrying our part of the deal here. So we were the missing piece. We have everything we need. So this is the year. And I think that's great. And we'll be able to talk a whole lot about personnel and position groups as we go here through the spring.
Yeah, it's getting really exciting. And 2021, it looks like the year for Oklahoma. Now, they don't have the best odds if you look at betonline.ag, but they're right there in the top five as far as teams projected to win the national championship. And like David said, we'll continue to talk more about that. But coming up in the next segment, we got to talk a little bit about the transfer portal, a quarterback on his way out, and a little bit of drama, somebody trying to throw a little shade at Oklahoma. We'll talk more about that coming up next. But before we do that, let me talk to you about Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. It's a unique and online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part is it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. You don't like swallowing pills? Well, no worries here. You can just chew them. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. Make sure to use our promo code LOCKEDON at checkout and just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
And now I want to tell you about Built Bar. It is the best tasting protein bar in the market. I'm a big fan. I have at least two every day. I have one in the morning. I have one post-workout. And they have 18 great flavors. And the flavors keep coming at you. Currently, they've got a white chocolate raspberry flavor. Fantastic. They're rolling out some new flavors like birthday cake. If you're into birthday cake, I mean, who's not? You can get in on that as well. You can follow them on Twitter at @bar_built. They've got Built Bar Madness going right now where they're trying to determine who the best flavor is of Built Bar. I certainly have my favorites, as I've mentioned many times on the show. I'm a big fan of the coconut. But if you go to builtbar.com and use a promo code LOCKED15, you can get 15% off your first order at builtbar.com. Again, promo code LOCKED15 at builtbar.com.
And get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And now, David, we've got some transfer news, transfer portal drama heating up. And Gary Patterson was asked the other day whether or not Chandler Morris was going to be available for the 2021 season. And his response was to just say, well, Oklahoma hasn't really released him yet. And, you know, I mean, those are the facts, and it could just be him relaying facts. However, I mean, what more is there really to say? I mean, we have a guy that's transferring from Oklahoma to TCU in the conference, and what should he expect? I mean, should he get special treatment? I don't know.
Yeah, this is an interesting story, okay? And there's so many different angles of this transfer portal conversation back and forth about, well, you know, it's the kids just need the best opportunity for them and don't take away opportunities for the kids and all this stuff. Okay, all that sounds really good. But at the end of the day, man, this is a business, okay? We can say this is amateur athletics, but name, image, and likeness is coming around the corner. These players are making business decisions when they sign on signing day. Point blank, period. It's a business decision. Chandler Morris, more than any kid on that roster last year, knew exactly what he was getting into. Do you know why? Because his dad was a Division I head football coach. His dad is a Division I coordinator. He knows this system inside and out. There are no surprises here. He signed in the same recruiting class as Spencer Rattler. Now, you could say, man, he's really confident in his ability to just roll up in there at Oklahoma like that. Or you could say, man, he made a business decision to say, I'm going to go in there, learn everything I can from Lincoln Riley, try to compete, and if it doesn't work out at some point, I'll go find another place to play, and I will have made myself more marketable because now I'm a Lincoln Riley guy, not just coach's son, gunslinger from Texas that has some moxie. Now I'm a Lincoln Riley disciple as well. So that was a business decision he made. But he knew better than anyone that if you transfer in the league, that's going to be a problem. It just is. And all these bleeding hearts saying stuff like on social media, I see, and it's not just, it's typically not Sooner fans, but you'll hear the argument like, well, man, y'all Sooner fans sure did like that portal when Baker Mayfield showed up, or Kyler Murray, or Jalen Hurts. Lincoln's a hypocrite. Bull. Night and day difference. Because Baker had to sit out.
Yep.
Kyler had to sit out.
Yep.
Jalen didn't sit out because Jalen was a grad transfer. Totally different scenario. However, if you, in any business situation, there's a reason there's non-competes in contracts, right? I mean, in the medical field, there's a reason that a hospital doesn't hire a doctor for him to get his patient panel up and say, okay, now 6 months later, he opens up his own clinic down the street and takes all his patients and makes all his own money. There's a reason those things are in there. Lincoln Riley and Benny, the strength coach, they developed Chandler Morris for a full year. They trained him, they coached him, they developed him. And they're not just going to hand a ready-made product to Gary Patterson in Fort Worth and say, sure, man, he's eligible right now. Like, no big deal. Cool. Why, like, what business person would ever do something like that? It's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't have any sense of reasonableness at all. Now, you could make the argument that, like, what is it? What does Lincoln Riley have to gain? Well, the argument is that's a competitor. I mean, he's going to have to play TCU each season for the next 3 years. And Chandler Morris, we know that he's a capable quarterback. And that's one thing that TCU struggled with at times is their offensive play, their quarterback play. And you're handing over a guy that you felt really good about. You recruited him. Like David said, you developed him and you made him a better player. And now you're going to allow Gary Patterson to reap the rewards. And I think David's spot on here in saying, like, hey, Baker Mayfield had to sit. Kyler Murray had to sit. We had to wait our turn too. Like Cliff Kingsbury, he didn't, he enjoyed his level of, or his opportunity to make his guy sit and not give Oklahoma an opportunity to get another year out of Baker Mayfield. I mean, Texas A&M wasn't in the conference, but still it's the same kind of same situation. I mean, these teams are all competing and they're all not just competing on the football field, but they're competing for eyes. They're competing for recruits and how these guys play on Saturdays is a big part of that. And how you know, your season goes is a big part of how that recruiting class can fare at times. And if you're competing for recruits and Chandler Morris is lighting it up at TCU and there's a wide receiver recruit that both TCU and Oklahoma are going in on, maybe the recruits like, hey, look at Chandler Morris playing quarterback this fall. I want to go there instead of Oklahoma. And I mean, it has a lot of layers to it.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's not just as simple, like, well, what does Oklahoma care? They've got Spencer Rattler and Caleb Williams. Like, no, it's deeper than that. It's a business decision. It's improving your opponent or not allowing them to improve. It's a situation where he doesn't owe Gary Patterson a single thing. He doesn't owe Gary Patterson down in Fort Worth the opportunity to say, you know what, Gary, the Big 12 has a rule, but you know, because I'm not a petty person, because I have such great quarterback play, I'm going to go ahead and allow you to use one of my guys who I did not cut. I did not force to leave, who chose to leave, who signed a scholarship to be here, but chose to leave. This was his decision. He knew the rules. He knew the process. And it's not on me as a coach in this league to change the rule for you, right? I mean, look, man, I mean, and I chronicled this on Iron Horse Podcast on Life of the Walk-On. I transferred myself as a walk-on to Arkansas State, and I had to sit out a year. And I knew that was the deal because I wanted to stay D1. So I went there, and I sat out a full season, and it sucked. But I knew what the deal was. I didn't expect somebody to bend the rule for me because, hey, but I was a walk-on. Don't I get to – no, because that was the rule then. There was no Baker Mayfield rule where a walk-on could get immediate eligibility. So I'm not ignorant to this process. I know what this looks like. And so to sit here now as a coach's son at the Division I level and be like, well, he should get special treatment from, you know, Gary Patterson want to make these comments, which there was something to that or he wouldn't have said it.
Right.
You don't go on the air and talking about putting Lincoln Riley's name in your mouth if there's not something to it. But, man, Chandler Morris knew the game. He knew what he was getting into. And for him to sit there as a head coach in the league and put it on Lincoln Riley to do something that the league needs to do. If Big Bob Bowlesby wants to go change the rule, that's great, man. Go challenge Bowlesby, but Lincoln Riley has nothing to do with this. That was his guy. Now he's your guy. And in 2023, 2022, whatever, he can be your guy on the field. But for right now in 2021, he needs to sit.
Yeah. And I will say this, this goes to coaching and how easily they're able to move. I do think that coaches should have to maybe not sit out a year, but sit out a recruiting period if they're leaving a school under contract, because I think that's one of the kind of power imbalances that happens in college sports is kids are committed to a school, a program, and more often than not to a coach. And then that coach gets a better offer somewhere else and no big deal. You know, they get to just kind of leave their contract, but that's another conversation for another day. I could go a whole episode on that one, I think. But hey, coming up next, we got to talk about a little bit of Lincoln Riley petty. I mean, Lincoln Riley not being petty with the Chandler Moore situation, everything there is within his right. But we got to talk about what Lincoln Riley had to say on social media just the other day. But before we do that, let me talk to you a little bit about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. March Madness is over for the Oklahoma Sooners, but you can still get in on the Sweet 16 and the Final Four in college basketball, the NBA as well. Major League Baseball is right around the corner. And if you're a hockey guy like myself, the NHL is happening right now. So you have more than enough opportunities to get your bets in over at betonline.ag. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using the promo code LOCKEDON. Go to betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is an expert in the industry of pool manufacturing. They've been in business for 35 years, and they can get you set up in a day in most cases. They specialize in above ground pools and hot tubs. And you might be asking yourself, why an above ground pool? Well, it's the least expensive way to get into pool ownership, and it's quicker in most cases. If you're located in the metro area, they could probably get you installed in a day. Summer's right around the corner. We got spring football happening. So that means that we're just a couple months away from you having the opportunity to sit by your own pool in your backyard and relaxing with your friends and family. Are you ready to get everybody outside the house, off their phones, off their tablets? Well, getting by the pool is one of the best ways to do that. It's great for building relationships, and it's also great for your well-being as well. It helps you to relax, reduce body aches, and gets you closer to your family and helps you to even improve your sleep. If you've ever thought about getting into pool ownership, hot tub ownership, now is the time to pull the trigger on that. So make sure you contact the people over at Country Leisure at countryleisuremfg.com, or you can call them or text them at 405-799-7745, located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma. Call or text 405-799-7745. That's Country Leisure, just add water.
Are you ready for the NFL draft? Join Locked On NFL Draft host Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak as they give you their latest positional rankings and analysis on 2021 draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we just want to take a moment to thank you all for listening to the show, subscribing to the show, and leaving us your reviews. It helps other people to find the show. And so thank you so much for just, giving us your feedback. We appreciate it. Anytime that we can hear about how we're doing as a podcast, we'd love to hear it. So make sure you hit us up at LockedOnSooners@gmail.com. You can also follow us at Locked On Sooners on Twitter, Locked On Sooners Podcast on Facebook, and at Locked On Sooners on Instagram. And speaking of social media, we've got a college football coach in Lincoln Riley, who is he's pretty good at using that social media thing, right, David? And the other day when good old Abilene Christian had a big win over a particular basketball school from the state of Texas, Lincoln Riley had something to say.
He did have something to say. Lincoln Riley's pretty good at using the old Twitter machine, actually. I love this situation. And if you missed it, if you're not on Twitter, Lincoln Riley, after Abilene Christian gets the win, I mean, literally, like, I don't even know if the post-game press conference had happened yet. And he tweets out to Coach Golding, the head coach at ACU. He tags him and says, "Congrats, Coach Golding, on a great win. Big win on the big stage, ! And, you know, I follow Lincoln Riley on Twitter. And I noticed there were other upsets that took place throughout the first round. I didn't see any other congratulatory text messages. I didn't see him text North Texas. I didn't see him texting ORU. But boy, that Abilene Christian win over the Longhorns just really resonated with the whole ball coach in Norman. So, you know, Eddie Radosovich, our friend over at the franchise, has the hashtag, kind of the tongue-in-cheek hashtag of Horns Up for Peace. And clearly Lincoln Riley is not interested in the Horns Up for Peace movement.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. And it's good to see your head coach kind of throw a little shade, you know, get a little dig in at a rival school, even if it's a different sport. You know, it just helps fuel that rivalry a little bit. And I think that's one of the reasons, like, you love Lincoln Riley. And it's also one of the reasons that I don't really have any fear of him leaving for the NFL anytime soon. I think he just really, really loves the college atmosphere. He can't do that in the NFL. Like, he can't, right. Like, if he's the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, he can't be throwing shade at the Philadelphia Eagles if they drop one of the Tampa Bay Bucks. You can't do that.
Or he's not going to throw any shade if the Philadelphia Phillies blow a game in the playoffs. He's not going to tweet out, you know, he's not going to subtweet the Phillies fans or the 76ers fans. But whenever you're in the college football and you're in a rivalry like OU Texas, I just think there's magic in this. And I think that, you know, I don't know if this is any part of his thought process. Now, you can say it's easy to be, you know, when you're sitting on the throne, it's easy to be doing what he's doing when you're the king of the Big 12, and that's fair. But man, Oklahoma and Texas need this rivalry in October to mean more than it's meant the last few years. They need it to mean more than it meant when Charlie Strong was there. And when, you know, hashtag extend Tom Herman was there. But now that Steve Sarkisian has come in with all this hype, all these accolades that he is, you know, partnering up with Nick Saban to bring to Texas, and there's been a lot of back and forth about, you know, Texas touting other accomplishments than Steve Sarkisian has on his own. They're not necessarily touting his record at Washington or USC, but things he's done, you know, outside of that. And Lincoln Riley, I just think there's something to be said for him poking the bear, getting more eyeballs in October, so that when October comes and when College Game Day comes, they look back and say, hey, what does this rivalry mean? Well, in March, Lincoln Riley was tweeting about the upset of Abilene Christian over Texas, and they just start building this narrative. You know, it's like, look, man, in big fights, whether that's boxing, you know, Don King was a huge promoter, right? Vince McMahon, a huge promoter. Dana White, UFC, huge promoter. Those guys are promoting fights. They're building to something down the road. And that gets more eyeballs on it. You don't just say like, hey, we're going to have a match. We're going to have a boxing match next week and everybody shows up. There's a build, there's a weigh-in, there's all the stuff that leads up to that. And I think more of this in this rivalry is good because, you know, Lincoln Riley is different than Bob Stoops in this way. Bob was not going to come out. He might say some things about the SEC, but he would never send a tweet like that. But you know who would have if Twitter was around in the 70s and 80s? Barry Switzer would have tweeted that stuff all day long, man. Like, that would have been tailor-made for Barry Switzer and his career. Personality. So the fact that Lincoln has a little bit of that in him, in his own way, his own kind of aw shucks, you know, mule shoe Texas kind of way, just like a little bit low key, a little discreet, just like, I'm going to just slide this tweet out there and let you make of it what you want. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. It's only good for the rivalry. It's only good for college football, and it's only good for Oklahoma, because then again, it builds the matchup, it builds the program. And to me, if I'm a recruit and I see that, I'm just thinking, woo. My head coach, my potential head coach, is unafraid to get his digs in. And Lincoln Riley has not been afraid to do that in the past. Even I think it's just a great kind of personality trait. You know, it's very under the radar. He's not Ric Flair and wouldn't be Barry Switzer. Like, Barry Switzer would be like out boisterous. Like, he'd have a lot to say. Yeah. You know, he's very subtle, like you said. And I think that's a fantastic just character trait and a fantastic addition to the rivalry. And yeah, hopefully it helps to build the rivalry a little bit more, gives Texas a little heat in the spring when, you know, maybe things have died off since they've hired Steve Sarkisian. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. And hopefully we get a little bit more of that action on Twitter and other social media outlets. But that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooner podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're available on the radio.com app, Apple, Google, Spotify as well. For David Walker, I'm John Williams. We'll catch you tomorrow. Boomer!
Sooner!